from two beautifully scenic and historic locations, the Hudson Valley, New York, and Willow, Alaska. This is the Side Vibe, brought to you by Dog Works Radio. Your hosts are author, journalist, and photographer, the Five Sides mom, Dorothy Wills Raftery, and Dog Works Radio executive producer, canine behaviorist, trainer, and lead musher of Team Aneke, Robert Forto. The Saib Vibe is all about the magnificent breed of the Siberian Husky. From training to grooming, and for those who show and breed, from parenting to playing and rescuing huskies in need, whether mushing over snow-covered trails or lounging on tropical shores, even for Hollywood Sibes on the big silver screen and so very much more. If it's about a Siberian Husky, we'll chat about it here.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Robert Forto hosting tonight from the KVRF 89.5 studios in Palmer, Alaska. RadioFreePalmer.org is their live site, and you can hear all of our download episodes on DogWorksRadio.com, as well as on iTunes and just about every other podcast site in the world. That's where we can be found. We're a dog-centric network here, and this is the Side Vibe. I want to introduce our guest today, Dorothy Wills Raftery. Dorothy, how's it going?
Hey, Robert. It's going pretty good. We're here in the Hudson Valley in the middle of what I like to complain about is a heat wave. I mean, last 2 days we've just about touched 80 degrees. So tonight we have some rain, so I think the cooler front's coming in because I've got the ACs going for the Huskies here, and you know, they're wondering what's going on, and so am I. But I guess there's a lot of people who do really like this time of year and getting this little bit of a heat wave, but I was kind of looking for that fall snap. How are things up there in Alaska?
Things are going well. We are down into the teens at night and mid-30s during the day. We don't have any snow here yet, but it's getting close. We're signing up for races right and left. It's going to be a very busy season for us, at least in the mushing world, and we're looking forward to it.
That's great. I'll be looking forward to following you guys and, you know, sharing a lot of the posts and seeing what's going on with you and Team Aneke there. So it should be an exciting season.
Well, thank you very much. Who do we have on tonight?
Well, tonight we have on Jeanette DeBaldo, and before I introduce her, I just want to take a brief moment to just mention that we have something very special coming up on November 1st in conjunction with November being National Epilepsy Awareness Month, and I'm actually holding the very first Five Sides Liv Gibstrong Canine Epilepsy Awareness online auction. We've teamed up with AFA, Auction for Animals, out of Canada, who are hosting our auction and doing a great job on their Facebook page. And we have new items being added every day, and we wholeheartedly welcome donations. And, Robert, I have to tell you, there's some pretty awesome things already listed there. There really is something for everyone, both canine and human. There's jewelry. We have beautiful original artwork donated by artists themselves. There's home baked goods for the canines donated by the wonderful photographs, celebrity items, beautiful handcrafted items, books on all types of subjects. Some are personalized and donated by the authors. We have a dog treat maker, T-shirts, dog brush. We have a Reiki healing session and so much more. We do have the album open, so folks can get a preview of the items and make out their bidding wish list now. The auction itself will open for bids at 10 a.m. Eastern on November 1st, 2014, and will close at 8 p.m. Eastern, November 15th. All details on how to bid, shipping, et cetera, is listed right on the AFA Facebook page, and we do hope folks will come and bid on items and, you know, keeping in mind that they're actually having fun while actually donating to this very important cause. Profits from the auction will be split between the Canine Epilepsy Resources Epple Canine Foundation for the EMIS Fund, and that's over at www.canine-epilepsy.com. Many people are familiar with the Epple Canine email list. It's a really great supportive list, and they have a lot of resources over on their site. And also, we'll be splitting it with the Wally Foundation for Canine Epilepsy, and you can check them out on their Facebook page, and they offer possible assistance for Epimedications to Rescues Fosters and Families of Dogs with Idiopathic Epilepsy. So if folks could just pop over and check out the AFA Auction for Animals Facebook page and look for the Live Gibbs Strong Auction, that would be really great. And whenever sharing it, if everyone could just remember to hashtag Live Gibbs Strong, that'll help us spread the word about canine epilepsy awareness. So I want to roll right into today's guest because we have lots to talk about. I've had the pleasure of getting to know her pretty well this past year through the trials and tribulations of her beautiful 14-year young Siberian Husky named Faith. And I say young because, Robert, if you saw her photo, she has the face of a young pup. A few years ago, her photo was entered into one of my Five Sides photo contest, and as soon as I saw her picture with her big blue husky eyes looking up from the pool she was in, I was hooked. What I did not know at the time was that pool photo, she was actually in aquatherapy for arthritis. And aquatherapy, where she swims in a pool to gain strength in her limbs, is just one of the alternative methods that her mom, Jeanette DeBaldo, has selected to treat her husky's condition with. Faith also walks on a water treadmill, and she does laser therapy as well. She most recently, due to her condition, Jeanette looked into stem cell therapy, and Faith has just recently undergone her very first stem cell injection. I did a blog article on it called Faith is Renewed with Hope from Stem Cell Therapy, and if listeners want to check that out, it's located over on my Five Sibes blog at fivesibes.blogspot.com, and Faith's story is really a very inspirational one, and I've included some videos that Jeanette has supplied to us of Faith doing her water therapy, and to see the determination and enthusiasm in her face, it really is just inspirational. A little bit about Jeanette. A lot of listeners may already be very familiar with her and beautiful Faith from Facebook, because she's quite active in, you know, a couple of the groups that we have on there. Jeanette has always said that she's always had dogs in her life from when she was 2 years old. Her mom was a huge dog lover, and they always had small dogs, but Jeanette says from the time she was about 15, she always dreamed of having a larger dog. And then on her 23rd birthday in 1993, she said she came across her first personal interaction with a Siberian Husky. And she said when that Husky turned around and gazed at her with his blue eyes, she said she was hooked. Over the next 7 years, she still yearned for a Husky, and Jeanette did her homework on the breed. And then in 2000, her dreams of being a Siberian Husky parent finally came true. And Jeanette's mom was right. With a little faith, Faith the Husky entered Jeanette's life and became her very best friend. Without further delay, I'd like to say hello to Jeanette and welcome to the Side Vibe.
Hi, Dorothy. Hi, Robert. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's
good.
Our
well,
pleasure.
How are you?
Good, good, really good. We've had 3 days of rain here in Chicago, so we're looking forward to some dry weather.
When you look at the weather across the nation, or across the world, actually, it's kind of crazy. I mean, a couple of us have talked about how the weather seems to have flip-flopped in some areas. So hopefully we'll get a little bit of the cool, and like you said, Jeanette, dry weather.
Yes. That would be
great. Jeanette, let's go back to when you first met that Husky that hooked you on the breed. Out of all the breeds and all the dogs that your family has had, why a Siberian Husky?
You know, his name was Samson. I was actually walking, and he was running towards me. And he had stopped and, you know, just kind of jumped up on me and was just, real kissy and lovey, and I saw that he had a leash attached to his collar, and I'm like, uh-oh, you got away from somebody. So, you know, I kind of held on to him a little bit, and I bent down, and, you know, I was rubbing behind his ears, and he was just so attentive and so, you know, in tune to what I was doing and giving paw, and then his owner had, and his other sibling were coming down the block, and he's like, thank you so much for holding him for me. And he was talking and just rambunctious and just so full of life. And there was such positive energy. It stuck with me. And when his owner was walking away with him, he had turned back around and looked at me, and I'm like, wow, you know, those eyes, just the mysteriousness in those eyes just really caught my attention. And again, that positive vibe, that positive energy, it was a great experience, and that just completely hooked me.
Yeah, their eyes will do that. Now, before Faith came into your life, you almost had another little husky puppy. But sadly, when you had gone to get her, she was already taken. And then you've told me that your mom had said those words to you that, that was not your husky, that God has a special husky just for you. Have a little faith, Jeanette. And it was not long after that that puppy Faith did come into your life. Did your mother's words inspire you for her name?
Yes, actually they did. When I found out that I was going to be a mom, a pet mom, the breeder had actually called and he said, "I just want you to know we're pregnant, congratulations." And I was all excited, and I'd come home and I was at work actually when he had called, and when I had come home I told my mom, and she said to me, "Ah, see, a little bit of faith goes a long way." And she looked at me and she's like, "So do you have a name picked out?" I said, "Yeah, I do, Faith."
Aww.
And she's like, "That is perfect." So that was it. Before she even actually was born, she had her name.
She had her name.
If it was a girl, right.
Now, you've mentioned that when you first saw her, her blue eyes seemed to look into your very soul. Tell us about that first meeting with her as a puppy and how you knew that Faith was the one for you.
Actually where I had bought her from was 3 hours away from where I lived. So, all the way down, it was that big anticipation of, oh, I can't wait, And in 2000, we weren't as active with the internet and photos and stuff. So basically, it was just the anticipation of, I wonder what she's going to look like and, just excitement. And when we had walked around to the back, and he had, opened the back door and had allowed me to go in, and I peered over that pen. She was, just cuddled in a little ball, and she just peered that head up and looked at me, and her eyes just caught me, and it literally took my breath away. I knew instantaneously. I said, "This is my girl," and she just it was like, "Oh, I'm going home with you." That kind of Faith's personality. So, but it was really, I guess you could say, love at first sight.
Well, so you've done so much homework prior to bringing a husky into your home, something that we all wish many, many people would do. Were you then prepared for the typical husky hijinks, activities, howling, fur, and speed at which they can do all things?
I'll be honest, I thought I was prepared. I thought I was thoroughly prepared. No, there were some things I was not prepared for, and the escape artist was the number one thing I wasn't prepared for. I was alerted to it. I thought I had done all my homework. I had done everything possible, and she actually, at 2 years old, opened the back door and let herself out.
Wow. Yep.
So, I, at that point, I said, "Well, I think I need to go back to the books because I missed something along the way." The hair, I definitely was prepared for, and that really wasn't a big deal for me, being raised with dogs all of my life and, knowing and understanding that that's just a part of everyday life. When you're a pet parent or you have, pet siblings, as my mom used to refer to them. But the howling and the talking, I thought I was prepared for. When she started to talk, it took her about, I'd say, maybe 3 weeks when we were home. I fell in love. Mm-hmm. I was like, wow, this is so awesome. Because, I know a lot of people say, oh, that, dogs can't. They don't know. I feel that they do. There are sometimes when she'll turn around and give me the woo-woo, and it's like, oh, okay, so you know what I'm saying or you know what I'm doing. So that, that was a real plus for me. And, just being, the running and the rambunctiousness and the speed and it was just very exciting for me to be with her, and that positive, constant positive energy and the activeness. I didn't know a lot about the activeness. I started to learn as, she had some behaviors going on at home at first where she would chew things, and I'm like, okay. So I kind of went back to the books. I talked to a couple animal behaviorists, and they said huskies need to run. Walking them 5 times a day is great, but they need to get out there and they need to run. You need to go to a dog park. So that's when we started going to a dog park twice a week. And then things at home became a lot easier. She wasn't as, you know, chewing on things, and she seemed to be more happy.
And the dog park's like was always one of her favorite things to do, right?
Oh, absolutely. You couldn't even say the word because she literally would be at the door. If I was on the phone, or if I was saying to someone, you know, I'm going to go to the dog park today, I'd touch myself and I'd be like, why did I just say that? Because literally at the door, like, let's go. I'm ready. I want to go now.
No matter what you were doing, your plans just changed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you've said faith has helped you through some of the most difficult times in your life. The loss of your mom when you were 34, and then the reality of not being able to have children due to an illness. And we know just how sensitive and intuitive this breed can be. Can you share some of the ways faith has been there for you during these times?
Actually, when my mom was sick, before my mom was diagnosed with cancer, it was about a good 3 months. Faith would constantly go over by her and would push on her by her neck. And, you know, she'd say to Faith, Faith, what are you doing? Why do you keep doing this to your grandma? And it was weird because Faith's attitude started to change towards my mom. She wanted to be with her more. She would even, you know, wait. My mom would walk her dog, Sammy. I would also walk Sammy as well. But, you know, Faith and I would take our own walks because it was longer. And she would actually want to go with my mom a lot. So when my mom was diagnosed, you know, it was very traumatic for myself. I come from a single, my mom raised me on her own from when I was a year old, and it was very traumatic for me. And I can tell you, the day that they had told us what happened, my mom was in the hospital, and I had come home, and, you know, I just kind of walked in the door, and I, you know, I said, hi, Faithy, and, I patted her. And I went and I sat on the couch, and I began to cry. And she came over by me, and she took her paw. And she literally, very gently, though, just started to paw my face and started to lick my face as I was crying.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I was holding her at that point because I was just so, you know, devastated. But my mom was sick for about 4 months before she passed away. And, you know, between going to the hospital and coming home and, you know, trying to be there as well for her and my mom, when I would come home, she would, it was almost like, okay, Mom, I know you're home. I know you're upset. Now I'm going to do something, you know, to make you happy. So she would greet me at the door with this weird kind of half jump up on me, but then half like spin around. And it was weird because she never did this before, and it was something new, and it continued the entire time my mom was sick. And then when my mom passed, I was pretty devastated, and she, I'll tell you, the day that my mom passed, that morning I was getting ready to go to the hospital, and Faith was acting very strange. She would stay, you know, when I would get dressed in the morning or whatever, she'd actually follow me all around. And I was used to that, but she wasn't doing that. She was staying off to the side and looking out the window and then looking over to me and looking out the window. And I had gone in and taken a shower, and I usually leave the door open because she usually would actually come in while I was showering, and she didn't do that. When I had come out, she was in my mom's bedroom laying on her bed. And I had told her, I said, it's going to be okay, honey. I said, Grandma's going to come home on hospice, because actually that's what I was getting ready to do that day, was to sign the paperwork to take my mom home with hospice. And I'll never forget when I left, she was in the window, and she was pawing at the window so badly that I turned around and actually went back upstairs and went back into the house. And I'm like, Faithy, are you okay? And it was like she, I don't know, it was this, I know something's wrong, but you're going to be, you know, Mom, it's going to be okay. And she kissed me, and I hugged her, and I had left, and she was still in the window. She wasn't pawing anymore. And then, you know, my mom had passed, and what a friend had told me was that Faithy was howling fiercely about an hour before my mom had passed.
Oh, my goodness.
She said there was nothing, you know, basically that they could do to comfort Faithy, that she was just howling and howling and howling.
It definitely is a testimony to that intuitiveness of the breed. And, you know, I'm very sorry for the loss of your mom also.
Now,
Faith has helped you through some difficult times, and now you are helping Faith as she's facing some tough times of her own. Having always been an active husky and loving visits to the dog park, can you tell listeners about the things you started noticing about her and her emotions that made you suspicious that something was going on?
We had actually had a visit to the dog park, and she was running, and I noticed that her speed was pulled back tremendously. So I said, well, maybe it's just an off day today, you know. We had gotten home later that day, and I had noticed while she was walking, I felt that her right hind leg was off. I felt that she wasn't walking. I felt that the stride wasn't there, that she was breaking stride. So then I'm like, you know, maybe I'm just looking at, you know, looking for things. I'm like, you know, let me give it a chance. Well, the following week, we went back to the dog park, and I saw her start to trot. And I also saw her start to favor her right hip. And I said, yeah, it's time to call the doctor. So I am very blessed. I have his personal cell phone number. So when we got home from the dog park, I had called him. And he said, okay, let's get Faith in. We're going to run some blood work on her, and I'd like to do some x-rays. And, you know, I agreed at that point. And we had gone in, and we had completed the blood work and the x-rays, and he had said, okay, we're going to have a follow-up appointment Saturday morning. He's like, and, you know, we'll have a conclusive diagnosis at that point. He said, I feel that age, you know, I think she's, you know, beginning arthritis. And I'll be honest, I was very shocked. I was actually kind of thrown back. I'm like, uh-oh, arthritis. Because normally you think of when a larger or medium-sized dog gets arthritis, that's, you know, they're going to put them on meds, and then that's basically the end of life. So that immediately sent me into a panic of, I have to research this. I have to find, you know, things out. And I was on the Internet, and I was looking at things, but that Friday night I was on Facebook, and I actually saw Gibson getting laser therapy. And I'm like, wow. So then I did a little bit of research, actually until 4 o'clock in the morning, Saturday morning, and it was just amazing. And I had, you know, I printed out a whole bunch of stuff, and I actually had my phone ready to show my vet, you know, the Facebook pictures. And we went that Saturday morning, and he was walking in, and I looked at him, and I'm like, laser. And it was like both of us simultaneously had said it.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, he had done a little bit of gait exercises with Faith. He had walked her back and forth, and then he had me walk her, and then he started feeling her legs. And, you know, at a certain point, she became a little sensitive, and her extensions weren't full. And he said, okay, Jeanette, I'm going to send you to Dr. Michelle. She's an orthopedic vet, and we're going to see what, you know, we can do. And that's how we started down our therapy road.
Now, Faith started with laser before we get into the other therapies. Is that one of the first things that she started with?
No, actually, it was in September of 2012. We went in, and she had a full evaluation. So they put her through a series of stride tests, mobility. They also had her stand on... you know, standing on certain legs, pulling legs up just to see, you know, what her strength was. At that point, she had said to me, I think Faith is in the beginning stages of arthritis. I would like to start her off with Aquatred. And I had said, well, I'd heard about laser, and I had explained it to her. And she said, let's start with the Aquatred and see how we can progress. And I said, okay. So we started with Aquatred first, and then in January of 2013, we began with laser. And when Faith started receiving laser with Aquatred, there was an immediate improvement. There was an improvement in her attitude and her mobility.
And now she would have been, she was diagnosed when she was 12, and she started her therapy when she was 13, or the year she turned 13. Would that be right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. And then, so yeah, I know the laser is amazing. I would do, we now have a place here that does the aqua treadmill. But unfortunately with Gibson, as a lot of people, and I know yourself knows that, you know, he went lame from a fall in December. So for me to actually get him in the car would probably have done more damage. Now he's starting to get stronger, and he's been, and it's just been the laser. So it's amazing to me, you know, to see what it can do. You know, it helps promote that healing, and I can only imagine that the two things combined would be, you know, really great. And I'm hoping we'll get him to a point where I can eventually get him back in a car and do both myself. And then watching the videos that you posted, Faith, it's so inspirational, because I'm like, I've got to do this. And you know, we also have another dog now, Harley, who has, we've talked about that, is she's really getting arthritis quite bad in her one leg. And I think that, you know, the more that I'm studying Faith's videos, I really do think it would be an excellent thing for her, because she is more active. And, you know, it does really look like a really great therapy to do. You know, I just want to mention to our listeners, too, that for just those who are tuning in, this is the Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and we're chatting with Jeanette DiBaldo, Hugh mom to 14-year-old Siberian Husky Faith, who she is treating with alternative therapies for her arthritis, including laser, hydrotherapy, swimming, water treadmill, or aquatread, and most recently, stem cell therapy. You can read my story about Faith, titled Faith is Renewed with Hope from Stem Cell Therapy, over on my blog at 5sides.blogspot.com, and look for the posted article dated October 2nd, 2014. There are also several photos of this beautiful husky, along with some of Jeanette's therapy videos of her. Faith really is an inspiration to all, to show that at any age, you just have to have love, determination, and yes, faith. Now, Faith also, you mentioned that swimming actually came purely by accident, because she does do swimming as well, and that you have to tell our listeners, because I just found out about this last night and I was thrilled about the Seth Castile, who shot the photos for the book Underwater Dogs, did a photo shoot with Faith, and I just think that's very exciting. And of course it plays into this, because that's how you came upon the swimming. So could you just briefly tell us a little about that?
It was the Monday before Mother's Day, and I had received an email. I had signed up to his mailings, his email mailings, to hear about, you know, things that he was doing. And I received an email that said, I'm going to be in, you know, West Chicago doing photo shoots. So I immediately picked up the phone, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is so exciting. He's going to be here. And we ended up getting the last spot on Mother's Day. So, you know, Mother's Day for me is kind of bittersweet. So mm-hmm. It was great to be able to go out and spend that time with her and meet Seth and have her photographed. The one thing that he did say, he said, wow, he said, you know, how old is she? And I said, oh, you know, she's 13, and she's going to be, and he's like, what do you mean she's going to be 13 months? And I said, no, years. And he said, oh, he said, you know, older huskies don't like to go in the water. And I said, well, you know, I said, she does aqua trot. I said, so let's give it a try. And he's like, okay. He's like, but I just don't want you to set, you know, your hopes up real high. And I said, okay, I understand that. And he was very nice about it. However, in Faith's style, she basically blew him out of the water. She's like, he was like, wow. And she was just kicking, and, you know, she was going after the ball. And it turned out to be a great photo session. And afterwards, you know, when we were coming home, she seemed to be, you know, up in the car. She was standing up. She was looking out the windows more. And I'm like, So we'd come home, and normally after swimming in something like that, you would think that she would be, you know, really tired.
Mm-hmm.
And she picked up her ball and started whipping it around. And I was like, wow. And that night when she walked, she ended up, instead of being at my side, which I ended up getting used to, she ended up being a full length ahead of me. So I'm like, there's something to this. So I contacted the owner of Natural Whole Dog Healing, and I asked her, I said, can you tell me a little bit about the swimming therapy, this hydrotherapy? And she explained that the pool is 90 degrees and that there are water jets in it, and that the warmth from the water helps the dogs move their muscles. This way it helps build muscle mass. And the buoyancy isn't as hard on their joints. So I had asked her, I said, can you, are there any clients that you currently have that would be willing to talk with me? Because I'd like to talk with them about where their dogs are and, you know, how hydrotherapy has helped them. And she, you know, she had said, absolutely. She gave me some information. She emailed me, and then she gave me some websites to look at. I was kind of amazed at, you know, hearing some of the clients and their stories, you know, dogs that were actually paralyzed that mm-hmm. were now not, you know, running around, but walking. And
mm-hmm.
independent. So I'd gone back to my vet and I, my primary vet, and I said, hey, what do you think about, you know, swimming? And he said, in conjunction with the other therapies, absolutely. He said, I don't want to let the other therapies go. And I said, okay. So that's when she started swimming once a week.
So swimming once a week, and
yeah.
Laser, is that once a week?
Yes.
And the AquaTread, how often does she do that?
AquaTread and laser is once a week, and swimming is once a week, and chiropractic is 3 weeks on and then 1 week off.
Okay.
It didn't start out that way, but as the diseases progressed, the need for more chiro and the consistent weekly laser is where we're at now.
And with these therapies, how do you feel that she's doing? Because, you know, with arthritis, we know it's progressive, humans and canines. But she's got these different therapies going. And how do you feel that she's doing with these?
I think it's not only helped her physically, but it also has helped her mentally.
Mm-hmm.
As we all know, Siberians are, you know, high energy, and you could see that it's hard for them when they're getting older and they can't move like that and they want to. I think that they've helped her. I think that I've seen the mobility really increase. I've seen her attitude change. She's back to her, you know, she's positive, and it's still able to burn off some of that energy that she has. You know, she can't go to the dog park, but at least she's in a tread and she's in swimming, so she's burning some of that energy.
Mm-hmm. And she's enjoying herself while she's doing it.
Absolutely, which I was kind of shocked about, because faith is faith, and she has her one-track mind. So, you know, after the first AquaTread session, I'm like, oh, boy. But by the second one, she was ready to go, and swimming she embraces. She really enjoys herself.
Now,
and laser, she becomes a little marshmallow.
Yeah. It's like a spa treatment for them, I think.
Yes.
Now, I know, I use a lot of different natural supplements with my huskies. And from talking with you, you've said Faith also suffers from irritable bowel syndrome or IBS. And sometimes supplements can be very harsh on that. And does it limit what you can give her? And can you talk a little bit about incorporating the Adequin into her routine?
Yeah, we had tried some supplements. We tried some Chinese herbs, and unfortunately they gave Faith a lot of IBS flare-ups, which can lead to weight loss and, you know, other issues. So we, in conjunction with both vets, the ortho vet and my regular vet, we all sat down and discussed Adequan and the benefits of Adequan, and how it might help her. And in the beginning, the regimen, you know, it was a tight regimen. There was 2 shots a week for 2 weeks, and then 1 shot a week, and then for 2 weeks, and then after that, 1 shot a week every other week. As things started to progress, we now do weekly Adequan injections, and it's helped because it helps the cartilage. So this way the bone isn't rubbing bone on bone.
Bone on bone, right.
And Faith's right hip is pretty, she has a lot of arthritis in it. So we have seen that it has helped her there.
So now, even with laser, the Adequin injections, and the water therapy, you knew Faith still needed a little more, especially since her IBS didn't allow for the supplements. And a lot of times those supplements are just that extra little bit that really helps. So let's talk about how and when you decided to look into stem cell therapy, and when and how did you first get the idea to try the stem cell injections?
I actually heard about stem cell therapy in 2011. My vet was working with it, and he had talked to me about it, and he had said, you know, we're beginning to use stem cell, and I said, stem cell? And he said, yeah, and I said, well, how do you get stem cells in dogs? And he's like, not their own. He said, this is an injection. He said, it's not invasive. He said, and, you know, it's harvested from horses. And then I'm like, so people are, you know, herding horses just to get their stem cells? He's like, no, Jeanette, it comes from the placenta of horses. And I'm like, oh, okay, because that, you know, I was a little worried about that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we had talked about it, and, you know, that was basically it. It wasn't really brought up again until this summer. Faith had a very bout of pancreatitis and followed by IBS. She is on the thinner side for a husky, and she lost weight. Unfortunately, the weight she lost was muscle mass. So even though she's doing all these therapies, we both knew that it was time to make the next move, because you could see that the weakness in the hind end was more prevalent. The limping started, and she was very uncomfortable. So it was at one of her Adequan injection appointments, and he had said to me, I really think it's time that we look at doing stem cell with Faith. And he said, you know, I understand that you have apprehension about wanting to do it because of, you know, one of the possible side effects, but he said, I think we're there, Jeanette. And, you know, she's got a lot of life in her, and let's get out of it. You know, let's get ahead of it before this turns into a reactive. Let's be proactive.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay. I went home and did a lot of praying, and I finally said, yes, I agree. I need to do everything I possibly can for her, although it was a scary road because, you know, not knowing a whole lot about it. Knowing the benefits, but not knowing everything that was going to go into it. But I made the decision, and we went ahead and did it on September 8th.
Now, did your regular vet do the stem cell protocol, or did you have to see a specialist for this?
No, actually, my regular vet, he did the stem cell. He's actually been working with it since 2009, and he's treated over 1,000 dogs with it.
Now,
and most recently, he said about 25 cats.
Wow, cats, yeah. Now, what is the name of the stem cell injection? And, you know, I knew you had said it comes from horse, but what is the name of the stem cell injection?
It's called VivaStem.
Okay. Now, I know, because we had talked about this for the article, and according to the VivaStem website, for some of our listeners who may not quite know what stem cell fluid therapy is, they state that theirs is a, quote, patented natural healing fluid that activates stem cells in horses, dogs, and cats, helping them heal from injury, nerve damage, and relieving arthritis pain. They also mentioned that some other common uses in dogs include ACL tears and strains, acute renal failure in dogs and cats, increasing range of motion, reducing lameness, osteoarthritis, and joint pain. Now, Jeanette, can you tell us a little about the procedure? I know it has to be mixed, I believe, right? And then how is it administered? Maybe kind of take us through that day a little bit.
Oh, sure. So I had brought Faith to the vet's office at 8 o'clock in the morning. The first step is to treat the dog with a Benadryl injection, and that's to try to stop any kind of an allergic reaction. At that point, then, what happens is the stem cell is mixed with saline, and then it's put into a needle. And then what happens is we wait 45 minutes for the Benadryl to get into the dog's system. And at that point, it's like basically receiving a rabies shot. Maybe about 10 or 15 seconds longer because it is a rather large shot. And at that point, then when the injection, once the injection is placed, we went back into a room and we ended up staying for 4 hours. And at that point, you know, he would come in every 15 minutes. We had vet techs in every about 5 to 10 minutes, just checking to make sure that Faith was not having an allergic reaction. And at the four-hour mark, he had come in and he had said, you know, Jeanette, I'm very confident. I'm very confident that you'll be able to take care of her, he said, and I think you should take her home so she can, you know, relax more and calm down. And I said, great.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to pre-treat Faith at home every 8 hours for the next 48 hours with Benadryl.
Now, where was the injection site on Faith?
The injection was the right hip.
In the hip, okay. Now, did she have any reactions after the shot, or was she, like, you know, more sleepy or agitated, restless, sore, or how did she do with it?
She was actually very restless and very sore. The first day was very traumatic for her. She was really in, it was very painful, and she was very just agitated because she couldn't make herself comfortable, which actually kind of broke my heart because I'm like, oh, my gosh, I'm trying to do something to make it better. And then to watch her, you know, being painful and agitated and sore, it just kind of broke my heart. But then, you know, I told her, I'm like, Faithy, Mommy did this to try to make you better, you know. And again, I'm not looking for a fountain of youth. I'm not looking for this to turn my dog into a two-year-old dog. I just want to give her golden years, the best possible golden years I can give her.
Right, of course. I mean, and having these options available, you know, as we said before, there are always medications, but a lot of times our dogs, you know, can't tolerate them. And, you know, I too like to try to find things, you know, that are more alternative and holistic and non-invasive. Now, of course, sometimes with doing that, like you're saying, she was very uncomfortable the first day. I know sometimes laser, when they first begin that, they can experience that as well because it kind of gets things going in that area. And sometimes in order to, from what I've been told, you know, with Gibson, is that sometimes in order to get the body to heal, you know, this stimulates things. So the first day there might be some discomfort. And, you know, Gibson, I know with laser, he's pretty mellow. Harley, when she had it, her first day, she kind of gimped a little bit more too. And I understand what you're saying because I felt the same way. And I'm like, oh, you know, Gibson was such an easy patient. And right. She took it different. But again, that's why, you know, that with the laser, they do an initial, for us, they did an initial what they call six pack, where you do it 3 times in 1 week and 2 in 1, kind of similar to what you were saying before with the Adequin, you know, and then it goes, we went on to then weekly shots. And then with Gibson, I started spreading it out weekly. And this has been over a period of several years. And then we go to biweekly, and then I went to 3 times, you know, every third week. And then, of course, he's had some issues on and off in between, and we've had to back it back up again to weekly. But, you know, he takes it so well. I mean, as his pictures show, I mean, he just camps out. He loves the girls. He gets his kisses. I mean, it's a whole spa, like, you know, big spa, like he's the man, big man on campus day for him. And then Harley was just like, okay, you know, she fidgeted, and so very different. But again, you know, at the end, there's still that benefit. How long has it been now since she received her stem cell shot? Has it been about a month?
Yeah, it's been a month. And there have been some differences in Faith. She is back to her sass. She is very sassy. Very talkative. She's got her balls that, you know, she's flinging around the house again. And what I've noticed is when she's walking, she's not walking so much as, it's not as labored for her. It's now seeming to me that she's able to walk a little bit faster and a little bit longer.
And we have to comment that we know when you say sassy, sassy is a good thing. We want sassy.
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, that means they're feeling more themselves. Now, once she was back home, how soon was it till you started noticing these, like, you know, these changes? And again, I'm sure everything's gradual. But, you know, about how soon until, you know, and I know she went back into water therapy and her laser and her chiro. So how's, like, the time frame of everything? How does that work out?
Well, she had her injection done on Monday, and they had her in the treadmill on Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah, they did not want to have any lag time. And they felt that, both sides actually felt that it would be good because it would get the injection and the cells moving throughout her body. So we had her right in that bubble on Wednesday. She wasn't allowed to have a laser or chiro in that area, but I would say about a week later is when she had basically threw open the bathroom door and started woo-wooing me, and I'm like, wow, you know, I hadn't seen that in a couple years. And, you know, it was, she started to paw, pick up her paw and paw for food, which for her meals, which she, it, you know, it was a good 8 months since we had seen that. And the walking, that just actually recently has been this week, actually starting last Saturday, started to see that little bit of a pickup in the walk. The one thing that we did notice on Saturday at her swim was that she was kicking very hard and very fast.
That's
so
right.
That
I actually get goosebumps because that's just so wonderful, you know, to hear that she's progressing this way. And I just want to mention for anyone who's just tuning in that this is a Side Vibe on Dog Works Radio, and we're chatting with Jeanette DiBaldo, Hugh mom to 14-year-old Siberian Husky Faith, who she's treating with alternative therapies for her arthritis, including laser, hydrotherapy, swimming, water treadmill, and most recently stem cell therapy. I did write an article about it on my blog that if you want to check it out, you can see her photos and some videos that Jeanette has supplied of her doing some of her therapies, and it's called Faith is Renewed with Hope from Stem Cell Therapy, and it is a blog post dated October 2nd, 2014 over at 5sides.blogspot.com. And, you know, Faith really, as I said before, she is truly an inspiration, and it's just really great to hear these stories of alternative therapies that are out there as well, because, again, it's about options, you know, it's about educating ourselves about the different options that we have out there. And it's really great to hear of, you know, dogs such as Faith who are going through these and having, you know, successful treatment. Now, Jeanette, will she need a repeat stem cell injection, or is it a one-time treatment, or is there a schedule of doses? How does that pan out?
Okay. One of the things, I'm sorry, I'd forgotten to mention, when Faith had pancreatitis, and what started in May and had a rough summer with the IBS, her kidney values had gone up as well. So what they're looking to do is in 2 weeks, they're going to be doing blood tests on her. They're going to look at what the kidney values are at, and also they're going to be looking at muscle mass to see if there's been an increase in muscle mass from her blood work. Depending on where the muscle masses and where the kidney values are, she may get another injection, which would be the 6.5 week mark. If they don't feel that she needs it, they feel that she's progressing, then she will get a stem cell injection every 3 months for the rest of her life.
Okay. Now, so what are your hopes and outcome for this course of treatment? And, you know, and I know you've discussed this with your vet. So what do they... You know, what are they hoping the outcome will be?
To give Faith comfortability, mobility, and, you know, less pain. Basically to give her a happy, you know, her golden years to be happy and healthy.
Yeah, and give her that quality of life they deserve. Yeah.
That's,
I mean, to me, these treatments are just amazing, you know, to hear about. Now, you've told me that Faith has taught you a lot. You know, tell us about the things you've learned from being Faith's mom and through this journey that you two are traveling together.
I have learned that perseverance pays off. I've learned that even when things look gloom, there's always a little bit of a light that'll shine through. She's also taught me that strength
comes from within. It's not necessarily always physical. And she's taught me that love and loyalty will always outweigh the odds.
And what advice would you offer to other dog parents whose beloved pet is showing signs of arthritis and they're looking for possible therapies to try? What kind of advice or what would you recommend to them?
I would tell everyone to research, research, research. There are so many things, non-invasive things out there now for dogs. And I know sometimes financially things can get tough. They're not as bad as people think they are. I, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are like, oh my gosh, you know, this is probably millions and millions of dollars. And it's maybe five less lattes a week or, you know, three less eating out nights a week. So there is, you know, there is some financial list, you know, there is some financial burdens to it, but if you make small adjustments in your budget, it can work. It's so much more rewarding to offer our beloved pets the opportunity to excel and to, you know, experience therapies. And it's a bonding as well with the owners or the pet guardians, I'm sorry, the bonding that goes in between the parent and the pet to see them, you know, going through this and being there for them and actually, you know, helping them at certain points in therapies and things like that. I think that a lot of times we go right to the let's give them meds and, you know, let's make them comfortable when in fact we can go and look at these alternatives and not just give them comfortability and quality of life, but, you know, give them, yeah, actually quality of life, give them a good quality of life and not just have them on meds all the time.
Now, we know arthritis certainly does come on quickly. You know, as we said, I'm facing that right now, too, with a few of mine, especially my oldest, Harley. Mine have set in as a result of their CCL injuries, which we knew, you know, we were told right away by the orthopedic surgeon that that would be something we'd have to keep an eye on. When Wolf went in for his last CCL for his right leg, they actually cleaned out some of the arthritis that was in there. It's amazing to me how at the speed at which this arthritis develops. When Gibson had his fall, 3 weeks later, the arthritis had set in. And it's mind-boggling sometimes. You can one day have the dog that, you know, five of them are running around, and then all of a sudden, you know, 3 weeks later, you have a dog that's pulled up with arthritis. So it really is mind-boggling, and it does come on fast. I do, like I said, find myself looking to you in faith for opening the door to possibilities of successful treatments and, you know, hope to help deal with arthritis, which to a husky, it's a big deal to any dog, but to a husky, because they're born, and you know, to run, it really is a big deal. Robert, I know we're getting toward the end of the show, but I did want to pull you in, because with all your racing dogs, has arthritis ever been an issue?
We have a few that that have arthritis, and it's usually, like with any dog, as they get older, they begin to slow down and you start noticing things. But we have used that cold laser therapy, and it works wonders for our older guys. And you know what I find most interesting about this is that stem cell treatment. I want to read up more about that and figure out what that's all about. This is the first time I've ever heard of it, and I do a lot of research, and I think that might be something of the future.
I think faith is a trailblazer. I really do, Jeanette. I think it's, and again, it's something that's been out there. But again, like Robert, it's not something that's always called to our attention. So, you know, she is a bit of a trailblazer, bringing this other possibility, you know, to light. Robert, is there anything you want to, you know, ask Jeanette about any of this before we finish up?
No, I think it's a great show as always. Jeanette, thank you very much for being on and sharing with me about the different treatments that you have for your older dog. You know, real quickly, I was visiting my friend Hugh Neff the other day. He's Iditarod musher and Yukon Quest musher, and I spent the night over at his house, and he had an old dog named Maestro there, and he's 16 years old, and, you know, he still acts like he wants to run every day on the mushing team. And it's just so cool how these older guys can, they still have it in their heart that they want to do it, whatever they're trying to do, whether it's agility or fly ball or mushing or whatever. You know, a dog's heart never gets old, I don't think.
No, I agree. Right. And, you know, and speaking of lifespan, it's interesting because we actually had that conversation here the other day about, you know, if you look up, sometimes you'll see Siberian Husky's lifespan and they give it something like 10 to 13. I have known so many people who have 14, 15, 16, and 17-year-old Siberian Huskies. I really do think it's a new world. I think these treatments open up, you know, so many different doors to help really, as Jeanette said, you know, really just give them comfort and, you know, help them keep going and feeling like a dog. But have you noticed a difference in that as well, Robert? Because you're with the Huskies day in and day out, and, you know, it just seems that the age is, same as I guess with human, it seems to really have taken a jump up, which really truly warms my heart.
It has, and, you know, like a dog like Maestro that we were talking about, that little dog has ran 15,000-mile races. So just think about how far that is. That's five times across the country. It's just amazing what those little paws have gone through. And, you know, he's still up and kicking at 16. And that's just amazing to me, that the care that that folks put into their dogs now. And, you know, it's much different than it was a few years ago. And kudos to all the treatments out there and what Jeanette has mentioned here on today's show.
Absolutely. And then we're going to be checking back in with Jeanette and Faith in about a month or so, right, Jeanette? We're going to do a follow-up blog article, and we're going to just let you know, my readers and our listeners here you know, see just how Faith is doing with her stem cell therapy and, you know, where she's at, if she needs that, you know, the second shot, and how she does after that. So definitely be sure to check back over on the Five Sibes Siberian Husky Canine News and Reviews Facebook page and over on my blog, because we'll definitely be keeping up with Jeanette and Faith. Jeanette, thank you so much for being on the show and sharing Faith's story with us. You know, of course, you know, we wish you continued success with her therapies and really look forward to many, many more updates on that beautiful girl. And you got to give her a big, big hug from us.
Absolutely. And thank you so very much for allowing me to come on the show. It has really been exciting, and it's been an honor and a privilege. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks again for being our guest. I mean, the information is just so valuable, and you know, we loved having you on.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jeanette. And Dorothy, we'll look forward to your November episode. It's going to be on November 9th. Is that correct?
That is correct. It's going to be a really great show. So we're going to be highlighting, you know, of course, National Epilepsy Awareness Month, and we're going to be going strong with our Live Give Strong awareness campaign. And there'll be a lot of different things happening, and folks can check over on the Facebook page, you know, for the announcement of, you know, when and where and everything that we'll be doing. So it's going to be a really, really exciting month. Yeah, it'll be great.
Looking forward to following your auction, and I'll make sure I send up a few items up your way too to put in the auction as well, okay? Well,
yeah,
thank
the
you,
auction
ladies.
Is, yeah,
thank you very much,
I was just going
to... That's okay.
It's
we'll
okay.
make
I
sure
just...
that we promote it.
Okay, and I just want to get in that for our show next month. Our guests are going to be Dr. Karen Munena. She's a professor of neurology, and also Julie Netafi Osborne. She is a registered vet tech, and both of those ladies are coming to us from the North Carolina College of Veterinary Medicine, the State University of North Carolina College of Veterinary Medicine. So that will be a really informative hour as well.
I'm looking forward to it. Again, ladies, thank you. Have a good rest of the October, and we'll see you guys next time. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.